I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, one game tonight. Everybody knows the rules. We go to ESPN Bet. We use those odds. This is kind of what we've always done the whole time. Don't ask. Pacers-Knicks, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. I think everybody knows where Brad is going, but we're going to give him the chance to say it out loud anyway. The Knicks, 4.5-point favorites tonight in the Garden.
Well, let me just say that one might think I'm going with the Pacers because I do like Rick Carlisle. I like his coaching acumen, and one of the things he's done is he's taken these teams and made them better than they actually should be, honestly. Tyrese Haliburton is a terrific player. Having said all of that, this will be the year for Tom beat the hell out of my players, Thibodeau, and the Knicks will roll in this series, and they will get to the championship finals where they will lose to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Back to this game, though. Tonight, the Knicks roll at home to open this tonight at 7 o'clock on 92.9 FM ESPN. So give me the Knicks with the 4.5 points, minus 4.5. Knicks win tonight, and they cover against the Pacers,
Brad,
at the Garden.
There's not a single person listening to this show. There's not a single citizen of the city of Memphis. There's not a single citizen of the town that the Cosby Show was filmed in, nor the fictitious setting, that believed that you were going to do anything other than bet the Knicks tonight. Nobody thought you were going to bet the Pacers. You haven't faded the Knicks the entire playoffs, bro.
They're asking you to bet
Brad
the Knicks. This started at 3.5.
The Knicks in every single game this year they played.
But I've been heavy on the Pacers, too. Let's look at this, though. They started at 3.5. They moved you to 4.5. They want you to bet.
See, I'm going to tell you something. We didn't have this information, if it was like, for Fade Brad last year.
I don't think we do.
He didn't know where the move
happened.
I've
gotten a little more intense with my, so I don't look like a total damn
fool.
Like
when you go to ESPN
segment.
Now, it shows you what the open was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see, all
right,
did
see
the
right
number
there.
Come down.
It's nothing special.
And usually,
it's added to your analytics and your abilities.
It's a point. It's a point.
But look,
it's improved your stuff, your acumen.
It's funny, though.
It
in the last year, here's the difference between ESPN, and this is actually factual. Last year, ESPN was not in the betting game in this space, and now you watch their commentary with UFL, for example. Now, I know nobody watches it, but it's
John,
all gambling.
Why didn't you alert me to this sooner?
The
difference now that Brad has.
I wanted to kind of let the cake bake a little bit, but it's baked.
It absolutely helps explain some of this 31
yes.
and 22.
It does.
Brad being 31 and 22 against the spread in the NBA playoffs.
Yes.
Now we see why.
Yes. Now
more,
we do.
More knowledge, more information from ESPN Bet Sportsbook.
But the
one line, really.
The
sounds like you work for him.
Yes,
that was pretty good.
I don't get any money.
After tonight, the Knicks will have played 13 games in these playoffs, right? Because it was 6 against the Pistons, it was 6 against the Celtics, and 1 tonight.
Yeah.
And Brad has bet the Knicks as a favorite or as an underdog in all 13 of their games.
Jeez.
He never took
there's no
he
way.
Never bet the Pistons, and he never bet the Celtics. Because remember, the Celtics were laying big numbers, right, until Tatum got hurt.
He's right.
And Brad was like, too many points!
You never took
too
Pistons,
it was too
though,
many points.
In any of them?
The too many points factor.
He never took the Pistons.
It was all points. Okay. It wasn't because of what I thought.
He never believed in the Pistons, and he was right to not believe in the Pistons. He was brilliant not to believe in the Pistons.
It was the points thing, too.
So, yes, I think, it's a record. Just how many games can Brad bet the Knicks?
And
right
here's
now,
the other
up to 13.
Thing. How can Tom Thibodeau keep sucking in the playoffs and not get to the damn finals?
I mean, you hold Tom Thibodeau up. I
love Tom Thibodeau more than I like Rick Carlisle.
I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's like this great.
I think it'd be great if the Grizzlies had a coach who actually got him playing defense like friggin' Tom Thibodeau.
No, yeah. Tom Thibodeau and John Morant would go together.
They
like
would hate each other.
In an open plane.
They would hate each other because one of them likes defense, one of them doesn't.
Well, Tom Thibodeau runs his players into the ground. And
I'm fine with it. Like, you get paid. Like, go play defense.
Tom, it's a very fascinating. Has Tom Thibodeau won a title?
I don't. Not with the Bulls, no.
He won it as an assistant with the Celtics.
No head coaching. Tom.
No.
Never as a. Never as a head coach.
Now, I don't think this is his year, but it's his chance, at least.
He's been in the conference finals once. It was his first year as a head coach with the Bulls. He has not been back, so And I don't know what he did. I don't know what he did in those. But all right, Brad's shockingly going with the New York Knickerbockers.
Saddle up.
Again, this man is going to be 10 games over 500 by the time
What can I say?
Now we have the.
That's
one.
Right.
I don't know though,
I
man.
Defer to
like
Brad.
I
10
am not
games
on
over
an
means
app.
7 units up
yep.
or something after John Math.
About seven
John
and
Betting
a half.
Math. Yep. 7.5. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm even picking that up.
Maybe 7-0. Maybe 7.
Gamble responsibly here, people. I don't just go by what I'm saying.
I was betting $5,000 a game on Brad's picks. Let's just say that we'd have some more
food.
Mm.
Yeah, we'd have some more stuff. So but I'm
amazing
not.
Amazing job, bro.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, man.
It's integrity. It's who I think will, you know.
Well, that's what Malcolm and me teaches, right?
Right.
Integrity.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.